most musicians who've got to Newcastle would tell you that they're always looking forward to it. There's just a vibe in that city that is friendly and cool and rock and roll too. The gig we played there last time was a real stormer, and I've always liked visiting it. I don't know whether it's because I'm Mancunian and there's a sort of similar provincial kind of mentality there, but I don't think it's a coincidence that a lot of musicians come out of Manchester and come out of Newcastle too. You know, so I think it's just to do with the kind of working class thing essentially, and whether that still exists or not is a different matter, but it's in the culture anyway. Yeah, Newcastle is a good advertisement for the sort of industrial aesthetic, because I was with Smiths. I was about 18 or 19, and I was just struck by how pretty it was. But I like industrial anyway. With the city centre being so hilly, you get all these different vantage points of things on the horizon that you don't always see in other cities, and that's my memory of it. Good vantage points in a pretty good rock and roll town. I mean, you know, any city that gives birth to Eric Burden's got to have something going for it.